Okay, Kumlan Lablak Gemara. We are up to Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, and basically the principle we're learning here is, excuse me, that you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because Shchikas Samonim Magzera, that you might grind things. So it's Asam Durabanon. And if you eat something that's obvious, you're doing it for the sake of medicine, it's forbidden. If it's not obvious, it's the sake of medicine, then it's not forbidden. Okay, we're up to the Gemara about 13 lines on the top. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said. Okay, everyone has it. Amar Rav Chizda said, Shrika Tavya Shari. You're allowed to smear on a warm, let's say you have a warm pot roast. So you're allowed to smear a mixture. Talking about putting some oil and some scrambled eggs, and you put it on top there as a coating. As long as Rashi, it's not too hot, because then you're actually cooking on Shabbos. Okay, but pipui bei osa. And Rashi has a fascinating shot here. Pipui bei, Rashi says, scrambling the eggs, or you know, mixing raw eggs. And why can't you do it on Shabbos? Because it looks like you want to put it in the pot to cook. And all the Rishonim say, what does that have to do with anything? What kind of Easter is that? They learned that pipui is the name of some kind of a herb or something, and it's a medicine, but and you know, I'll do that on Shabbat because Av is only for medicine. What it is exactly, I'm not sure. Says the Gemara, the Visa de Zid, the wife of Zidi, of the Leila Chiyah ben Ashi, once made for Chiyah, the son of Ashi, he prepared of this pot roast with the smearing on it. Leochel refused to eat it. Amr Leisa, she said, Le, my husband, your Rebbe, Zidi, I prepare for him all the time, but Ochel eats it. But Ochel, you don't want to eat it. Says the Gemara, so he felt, Chiyah ben Ashi felt that it was wrong, and if it was wrong, he felt that he'll be machmer, that he shouldn't eat it, to make a statement. That he doesn't want to eat it. Even the whole thing is a gzeda, and when it comes to gzeda, if it's done on Shabbos already, you know, you can eat it, but he didn't want to make a statement. So he said, Zeid at the time, Zeid is consistent with your dumb, Zeid is nice and other, yain, so you're allowed to put clear wine, no mayin, salul, and techa, mishmer, b'shabbos. You're allowed to put the clear wine and clear oil into a sieve like thing, a strainer. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. If you want to separate the sediment, you're not allowed to, especially with a special tool. But if it's clear wine and clear water, so the mishmeres is not really doing anything. The shameres is not doing anything. Could have drank it before, drink it afterwards. It's very not a problem. Alma, what do we say? Kim the mishmeres hachi la minikavim, because you can drink it before you put in the shameres. It doesn't make a difference. Hachi na mihiro. So that's what this for is over here. Also, kivin the metabol. Hochi, so over here the same thing. So since you can eat the pot roast the way it is without adding this oil and eggs on it, this lamidikov, you didn't do anything new. You didn't create anything new because you could have eaten just as well without it. And I disagree with him. That's why I don't want to eat it. What exactly disagrees, we don't know. Marukva says, Mishan nok for yodin agloi. If somebody has an affliction on his hand or on his foot, same to be yayin, you can go ahead and soak it in wine to calm the blood down. But in the chayshah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Because people could think you're washing your hands. Or we'll soon see why it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, what do you call it? The boyilahu, it's not a problem. You can have for a number of reasons, either because it looks like you're washing your hands, so it doesn't look like medicine, or because it doesn't do much anyway, and therefore who cares? So boyilahu cholam. What about vinegar? Are you allowed to use vinegar on Shabbos if you have it? You're bleeding. Are you allowed to use vinegar? Amar Rav Hilal Rav Ashi Kevin, but Avkana Amri Cholulai, not vinegar. Amar Rav Hani Ben Mechuzah, and these people from Mechuzah, kivon them funky because they're generally very fastidious and they're very particular. And you know they're not elegant, but they easily get affected by pain and so on. Is afilu chamra nami masilu? Even wine for them is therapeutic, and because since wine, therefore they cannot even put wine on them because it's therapeutic. Sounds like from here that the reason why everybody else could use wine is because it doesn't do much, but for their skin, because it's so not fragile, but it's so delicate. That's it. They're so delicate, so that. The wine affects him as well, so therefore it's medicinal. Ravin Yikla Ravashi Chazi saw that the Rihule Chamra Agaba de Kare. He saw that a donkey stepped on his foot, on Ravashi's foot. So he stopped the swelling. he went ahead and he put on it vinegar. Don't you agree with what we just learned? But vinegar you shouldn't do because that's medicine. The top of the hand and the top of foot is different because remember the whole Issa, this is the Rabbanon. And since this is a heavy affliction, and therefore, and Rashi adds, it's a sakana. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Sound like from Rashi that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos even for Yisurim the Torah. He says it in Mesukin. You're allowed to even do Yisurim the Torah, not just this Issa the Rabbanon, even Yisurim the Torah, because Gava Yad, Gava Rego, for some reason, is because it's exposed, is a sakana. Ikidam, another version, Chazi de Kotsom is lebechamri, actually, so I'm using wine. The people of Mechuza, given the Mefanki, because they're so fragile, I feel Chamra, Nami, Masalu, even wine is therapeutic for them, so how can you put wine? Umar Nami Hamefanik, and that describes you perfectly to a T. Now, why is it different? Because Gav Hayad, the Gav Regal, the top of the hand and the top of the foot, Harehen Kemaka Shechol, is like an inside wound. An internal wound, umechalin alein es a Shabbos, and you'll be mechal Shabbos. So Rashi, it seems, even isurim the raisa, because he says it's a sakana, or isurim the rabbanon. Also, there's a machlekes if when we say that for, let's say, a sick person, an ordinary sick person, nobody's dying, if you're allowed to do isurim the rabbanon when somebody is sick, or if you're just noyful of mishka, you're about, you can't handle it yet, you're falling into bed, whether you're allowed, we suspend some of the Yisurim de Rabbanon for that. Tell them what we learned.
Rashi seems to be adding also, he says, Makosei Koshe, he's got a very severe wound on his, it's not like a little smack on the back of the hand.
Umakosei of a donkey, true. But when you do have a severe wound on the top of your hand, the top of your, even though it's external, usually we say there's a difference between internal wounds and external wounds. External wounds eventually will recover. And the Gav Yad and Gav Regel, an external wound, is much more serious. And we call them a sukkah. So anyway, back to the what we learned. Reichatzi, you're allowed to bathe yourself on Shabbos, b'mei goror. You're allowed to bathe yourself on Shabbos with the sea from goror, whatever that is. And now these rivers and seas and everything else are slightly salty, and so it's therapeutic. On the other hand, because they're only slightly salty, many people go there to bathe there, so nobody's going to suspect you. What you're doing is taking medicine. You're allowed to bathe yourself in Megara. Even though, you know, this could be talking about either before the Gzeda or you just